Cyclone Fanatic Radio is on the air. Live from Bench Warmers in Ankeny, this is the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show presented by Nebraska Furniture Mart in Clive. Here is your host, Jared Stansberry, along with two brothers born from very separate mothers, Chris Williams and Brent Bloom. When I get
up with the Cyclone, hey guys, welcome to Ankeny. Welcome to the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show. I'm a little lonely today here at Bench Warmers. There's still a great crowd here at Bench Warmers. Actually, got some playoff baseball on. Unfortunately, we're having to watch this hurricane coverage as well. That's kind of a bummer. If you're streaming on the iHeartRadio app down in Florida, take cover and please be safe on account of all of us here in Iowa. Now, Bloom is off with his day job. Gave Jared Stansberry the night off. He's been hard working up in Ames all day. Adam Gray and Tim Mullen from Nebraska Furniture Mart and Clive will be on in just a little bit. We'll make our college football picks for the weekend. We got a fun show planned for you as well. Former Cyclone Glenn Waterhouse will stop by and we will analyze an improving Iowa State football team. Everybody enjoyed, well, until the end at least. It was a fun game to watch at least between Iowa State and Baylor. We'll check in with Glenn and get his thoughts on the game. I know he's actually going down to Stillwater coming up. I think he's heading down there tomorrow as well. So hopefully a good crowd of Iowa State fans down there. And heck, maybe they'll see a win. Iowa State's getting better. Want to welcome friend of the program to the Wheez Tees Hotline. His name is Bill Finley. He is Iowa State's women's basketball coach. He had a busy day today, the annual media day event. 22 of those now, Coach. Thank you for taking a few more minutes to join us here tonight. How are you today?
Great, Chris. It was fun. You know, everyone's excited this time of year, and we had a great turnout. The media folks have been so good to us, and certainly all your crew at Cyclone Fanatic, none better than that. So we're excited about it. It's fun to see the kids get the uniforms on and really kind of focus. We start practice tomorrow, so it's a good way to kick off the season, and it's time to go get to work and put this team together, hopefully.
Yeah, well, Coach, I was talking to your son and assistant coach Billy today, and I didn't realize the changes in the practice goes. He was explaining it to me that your program is one of the last to start this year. Explain that to fans. I think that a lot of your diehard fans will find it interesting. There's an NCAA rule, I guess, between, like, you can start, I think, 40 days before your first game. However, there's a select number of practices. Is this different this year, how that worked out?
Well, the rule, Chris, is the same. You're exactly right. You look at your first regular season game, which for us is November 11th. You count back 40 days, which was October 2nd, which was last Sunday, and you can practice 30 days, any 30 that you want. You have to have 10 days off. So we just kind of wanted to change things up, give our kids a break last weekend, let them enjoy the football game, and kind of get their legs underneath them. So we just decided to actually take a couple of our days off this week, do media day today and start tomorrow and just kind of gain some separation. The basketball season gets so long. We all remember when everyone was so excited to start on October 15th and now you just kind of, you know, summer to fall to practice. So we just wanted to get a little separation, try something a little different. We'll still get the same number of practices in, but we just wanted to try something different. So we'll get it started tomorrow.
Okay, interesting. Then coming up, of course, a week from tomorrow, fans will be able to get a first look at your team at that Hilton Madness event. That's always a good time. I had a lot of fun at that last year. Well, let's dive into your team, Coach. And a lot of talk today about the point guard situation. And you're going to make my old man happy. He's the biggest Cyclone women's basketball fan you can find. And he's always telling me, he's like, if you see Jada, you tell her to shoot more. And he's always telling me that. And I thought it was interesting, your thoughts today on Jada Buckley. You said you want her to handle the ball some, but you don't want her to have the ball in her hands all the time because you want her to have that ability to score. So my old man's going to love hearing that. But can you kind of just walk us through that decision? Because I know how you are with point guards. You got to be able to trust them. It's a good and a bad thing, you always say, to play point guard at Iowa State. And I know you trust Jada, so walk us through that conversation.
Well, I need to get your dad to practice because, yeah, maybe he'll get Jada to shoot. But, no, we need Jada to get a lot of shots off. And the one thing, Chris, that we're finding is you know, we want Jada to get the ball in the scoring position. And sometimes we need the point guard in certain situations. She will play there some, but we want to give her the flexibility to run the floor, get ahead of the defense, be able to run some stuff, to run her off some screens, and not have her be the person that's making the pass. Rather, we'd rather have her be the person receiving the pass. So I think we can move her around. We can create some mismatches for her, run some special stuff for her that it's a little harder to do with the point position, because usually they're going to get the best on-ball defender against her. If you run her off a ball screen, people like to trap that. So we're just going to kind of mix it up, try and move her around and give her a little more flexibility. And what it does too, Chris, it allows you to maybe leave her in the game, and it doesn't wear her down as much as, you know, Jada's had some health issues and injury issues over her career. So this will take a little bit of off of her plate, and maybe just, you know, you still got to play, but if you're handling the ball for 40 minutes or 36 minutes, not many people are like Monte Morris, who, you know, never turn the ball over and can just do it forever. So we're going to try that a little bit, see how it works, and then make some decisions from there. But you'll see her at both spots. But the bottom line is we got to figure out a way, whatever it is, to get her to score more. And I think she understands that. And that would be the challenge, certainly, that we got to look at initially when we get started with practice tomorrow.
You brought up Monte Morris. He actually got an honor today. He was named the preseason Big 12 Player of the Year on the men's side. And I love picking basketball guys and gals' mind on this. So, Coach, when you go and you – let's say that – you're at an AAU tournament or you're at a high school game and you're recruiting a point guard, okay, and there's, let's say you have 5 point guards on your big board. What characteristics, other than the obvious ball handling and being able to shoot and all that thing, but what specifically do you look for when you're looking for the next, you know, Lindsey Metters or Allison Lacey or the next true great point guard at Iowa State University?
I think, Chris, the number one thing you look at is, do they have control of the game? Do they have the control of their teammates? Do they make the right decisions at the right time? The number one thing is, every time you're on offense, you're a point guard, make a good decision. It doesn't always have to be the great play. Know who you're playing with. Put other people in successful situations. Obviously, for us, the point guard position has been when we want people to score. Some people, it's always been a facilitator. For us, it's been a scoring position. And I think what you see, you know, for us, we've been blessed, as you said, to have a lot of great ones. And now our fans, basketball fans of Iowa State, are seeing one of the best I've ever seen. I mean, the best one I've seen, and I've been here 22 years, and Jamal Tinsley just went in the Hall of Fame. And I think Monte Morris is right on that same track. He's just amazing what that kid can do and how hard he works at the game. He's in the gym all the time, and, you know, he's the leader of that team. And I think that's what you want. You want someone that the old extension of the coach, they know what to do. They know how to maybe push the buttons of their teammates. And some guys, you know, some kids need to be fired up a little bit by their point guard. Some kids need to be hugged a little bit. So they got to have a great understanding of their teammates and what it takes to be successful. And I think, Chris, the last thing would be, they have to impact your team at both ends of the floor. They're not only the point guard initiator of offense, but in most teams, they initiate your defense and set the tone for how you want to play defensively. So there's a lot of things that go into it, and it's a very important position. Every coach will tell you. I'm a firm believer point guards come from heaven. I really do. And I think that those people are born that way. They're unique. They're special. And when you get them and you have them on your team, life is much better. So we all look for those special kind of people.
Well, Coach, you know what, Jared Stansberry and I, we were planning our media day coverage for Cyclone Fanatic a couple days ago. And you know what, I had a brain fart. I said, Jared, I'd like you to do a piece on Jada and Shauna, you know, heading into their final season. And he had to remind me that she got that extra year. And,
right.
Man, that's I'm not looking ahead to next year or anything yet because we got a lot of ball games to play this year. But, man, that's mm-hmm. that. As a coach, you got to thinking about having a fifth-year guard like that. I mean, she was really, I think, mature when she came in. I felt like she fit into the Big 12 level pretty quickly. She had some pretty good games early on. But, man, like mentally, she's going to be really – I mean, she's basically a senior playing as a junior this year, and next year she'll be off the charts.
No, I agree. And I think any team that is a good team that has success, and basketball is a different sport in the sense of, you know, one person can really dictate a lot and can maybe take over a game. And, you know, we saw it last year with George, and you'll see it this year with our guys too. And I think Jada has that capability. Shauna does. So you need that kind of kid. And you know, obviously we're blessed to have Shauna that is that kind of player this year. I think Jada certainly is that all Big 12 caliber talent that can score the ball. And so, yeah, you hope she stays healthy. And I think if she does, you know, she'll be excited about that last year. But the biggest thing for us is we've just got to keep her healthy and do the things the right way for her and for Shauna, because both of those guys, just when they're healthy and they're right, they're very, very good players. They're great kids. They're fun to watch. Our fans really connected with them. So that's the goal. We got to be smart about how we practice, and hopefully with some added depth, and just be smart about the minutes that we use them. They can both do some really good things for us.
Coach Bill Finley here with us on 1460 KXNO Cyclone Fanatic Radio. Of course, we are presented by Nebraska Furniture Mart and Clive. Coach, I was really bummed last year. I was really getting to enjoy to watch T.T. Starks play as a true freshman. She was making a real impact on both ends of the floor. I loved watching her play defense specifically. She goes down with that injury. It was fascinating to me today during your media day press conference when you told us that you tell your staff after that was the worst thing that could have possibly happened to your basketball team at that point. Can you elaborate on what that conversation was like when you found out that news last year, and just how excited you are for TT to come back this season?
Well, yeah, we knew TT was struggling. You know, we thought, you know, we could get her to the end of the year. She played the Iowa game. I think played 20, 22 minutes, played really well. And then after that, we just made the decision, the medical staff, that she probably could have got through the year, but it's not fair to her. We shut her down. We redshirted her. And I remember, I did. I told the staff, I said, this is the worst injury this team could have, because TT is, she's a winner. She loves to compete. And, you know, we all love depth charts, and especially in football. She would have been listed as the number two on every spot on our team. And she gave us the versatility to play a lot of spots. She could play point guard on offense and guard the four man, or, you know, whatever, or play four on offense and guard the point guard. So we just didn't have anyone anywhere near that on our roster when she was gone. So it's great to have her back. She had a good off season. She's rehabbed really hard. But like I said, Chris, the kid is a competitor who loves to play, and you love to see that. Our fans are going to enjoy it. She's the kind of kid that good, hardworking, Midwestern, Iowa State Cyclone fans will love to watch, because she's just got that mentality of I'm going to show up every day and do the dirty work and grind it out. And that's what our fans love. Those are the players that our fans love to follow, and they're going to love following her.
Yeah, Coach, you're going to have to watch her for diving for too many loose balls.
She seems like that type of player to me. You're right. That's the kind of kid she is. I was joking with Matt Campbell. She's the kind of kid that could be on special teams. She's the kind of kid you know, would go down and break up a wedge and, you know, cover a punt or something. That's just the toughness. And played in a great high school program at Hopkins High School and a North Tartan AAU program. And her mom is raised her that way. So she's going to be someone that's going to impact success of our team. And it's fun to have her back, and she's so excited to be playing again. And, you know, her and Shauna are really good buddies. They grew up in the same area, and so I think it's going to be fun for Shauna to have TT along her side in her last year.
Well, let's put a bow on our Cyclone women's basketball conversation here tonight with Coach Finley, with Shauna Johnson. Now, I spotted this out. I don't think I have a great eye for talent. I'm very amateur at this, but her game when she was a freshman, she just reminded me of a young Melvin Edgem, because she was, you know, hopping all over the place and grabbing double-digit rebounds, but she was a little bit clumsy with the basketball in her hands, and then all of a sudden you saw her take a huge step as a sophomore, and then she was fantastic as a junior. She was absolutely robbed to not be on the first team All-Big 12 team last year. She gets a great honor earlier in the week, where Shauna Johnson was named to the preseason All-Big 12 team. And I do, Coach, I think that this comparing her to Melvin Edgem and their games, I think it's kind of worked out. I'm expecting, based off of what you said today and talking to your staff and talking to Shauna, it seems like she's gonna she's ready to take that big of a step like Melvin did from that junior to senior year. Do you agree with that?
I agree, and I think that's a great comparison because, you know, Melvin was a little undersized, didn't have anything that he did was textbook, but he could rebound, he could score. I'd like to see Shauna get 52 on somebody. That'd be kind of fun. But
shot right here. We're gonna see it this year. Let's see it.
But you're right. I mean, just find a way to get the ball, find a way to get the ball in the basket, find a way to get a rebound, you know, make the plays that you don't think they can make, and just impact success, impact winning. And I would be just thrilled. And you're talking about two of the nicest human beings I think I've ever been around. Melvin was a tremendous ambassador for the university, one of the brightest, most engaging young men I've ever had the pleasure of being around. And I think Sean is that kind of kid, and I think our fans will enjoy it. I think that I said that today to Jarrett, that, you know, there's a lot of times kids come and go, and we kind of, our fans and coaches too, you don't take them for granted, but man, all of a sudden they're gone. You're like, wow, that was fun to watch. So I think, you know, you want Sean to have a good year. She will. She's excited about playing. She's excited about leading. And I think she wants to make sure when she leaves here that people remember what she did on and off the court. And there's no doubt in my mind she'll do that.
Coach, I could do this conversation for the entire hour, but we gotta get to our picks and some great sponsors here at Benchwarmers.
Absolutely.
So thank you so much for your time. I always tell people how big of a fan I just love coming to your programs, events, and another great media day today. We'll be at the Hilton Madness next week, and we'll check everything out there, okay?
Chris, we appreciate it, and certainly appreciate everything Cyclone Fanatics does. And rooting hard for the Cyclones this weekend, but please give my best to your beautiful girls, and we'll see you at Hilton Madness next Friday.
All right. Thanks, Coach. You go get to work tomorrow in practice. Look forward to hearing about it. All right. He's Coach Bill Finley here on the Wheez Tees Hotline, little Cyclone Fanatic Radio on 1460 KXNO. All right. We are at Benchwarmers, as we are each and every Thursday night. Bloom's gone. Bloom had to go in his real job tonight. 2 weeks in a row, Bloom's missed out. Gave Jared Stansberry the night off. Stansy's piece from Iowa State Women's Basketball Media Day. It's on I just got done editing it. Looks really good. It's on versatility on this year's Iowa State women's basketball roster. And what we just got to talk to Coach Finley about, too, with T.T. Starks. I thought his comments on her were fascinating today. We are going to shift gears. We go back to the game of football. Tim Mullen, Adam Gray will join me. We will analyze the big games coming up this weekend in college football. Of course, we'll talk Cyclones and more. We are here at Benchwarmers in Ankeny on 1460 KXNO.
Hi, this is Adam Gray with Cyclone Fanatic. When it's time to purchase or refinance your home, call Gershman Mortgage. My family and I recently used Gershman Mortgage when purchasing a new house, and I couldn't be happier with their service. Gershman's knowledge, experience, unmatched service, and low rates will make a positive difference for you, as it has for over three generations. Call 515-964-5952 or visit GershmanIA.com. Gershman Mortgage, 1200 Southwest Street, Suite 2C, Ankeny, Iowa. They're an equal housing lender, NMLS number 138063.
Visit Phillips Floors at their huge new 10,000 square foot Ankeny showroom located at 6263 Northeast Industry Drive, just a couple of minutes west of I-35 on the Corporate Woods exit, or just a few minutes north of I-80 on the Northeast 14th Street exit, or visit us on the web at www.phillipsfloors.com. Phillips Floors, we stand behind what you stand on.
Hey guys, Chris Williams here. When I'm out and about covering the Cyclones, I often get asked about the sweet gear that we have at Cyclone Fanatic. People want to buy it. And let me tell you where we get that gear. Wheez Tees. Yeah. Anytime I'm looking to get any of our Cyclone Fanatic gear embroidered, a new hat, anything like that, we give them a call. They hook us up. Shirts, jackets, koozies, signs. Wheez Tees can do it all. Cyclone Fanatic has been using Wheez Tees for years now. There's nobody else I would trust with our brand, so why wouldn't you? Give them a call at 515-257-7191 or stop by at 306 South Ankeny Boulevard.
Don't let an injury keep you out of the game. Trust the McFarland Orthopedic Surgeons and Sports Medicine Professionals who care for area high school and collegiate athletes. McFarland Clinic physicians Buck, Greenwald, and Warmy are board certified and fellowship trained in providing the latest surgical and rehab treatment for sports-related injuries. Call 515-239-4475 for more information.
Cyclone Fanatics, the job world is a competitive place, and at all times you need to dress for success. This is exactly why you should stop into Mr. B Clothing down at 1995 Northwest 86th Street in Clive and see my buddy Tim Sitzman. Now, Mr. B Clothing is a longtime supporter of CycloneFanatic.com, but is also unmatched when it comes to the men's clothing game in Des Moines. The Mr. B staff is friendly, fun, they're very knowledgeable, and trust me, these guys will get you looking good for that next job interview, wedding, or just your everyday wardrobe. When you stop into Mr. B Clothing, be sure to tell them thank you for supporting CycloneFanatic.com.
Every growing season presents new challenges. That's why AgriGold has developed one of the most diverse genetic lineups in the industry. We categorize our hybrids into families, each with its own genetic characteristics and environmental tolerances. This gives AgriGold farmers a simple way to diversify their genetics and manage risk, ensuring they'll be rewarded come harvest no matter what the season throws at them. When it comes to higher yields, no one knows corn like we do. For more information, visit AgriGold.com. At AgriGold, we know corn.
This is Iowa State Athletics Director Jamie Pollard, and you're listening to Des Moines Sports Station 1460 KXNO.
Thanks, Director Pollard. Welcome back to the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show here on 1460 KXNO. Thanks to Coach Bill Finley for his time in the first segment. Thank you to our friends at Nebraska Furniture Mart and Clive for sponsoring the program. And we bring on Tim Mullen and Adam Gray now. We will make picks. And Bloom, again, is chickening out this week. He chose not to come. Gray, how are you?
Good, buddy. How you doing?
Just fantastic. I love basketball. I'm glad that we can talk a little basketball today with Coach Finley. Tim Mullen, how are you?
I'm well. How are you guys doing tonight?
Oh, I'm fantastic. I'm better than the folks down in Florida are right now. God bless them.
Yeah.
Hopefully they all stay safe. Well, one of our picks for this week that we're going to talk about here in a minute is we've got to wipe it off the board. No. Actually, did I not have LSU in Florida on there?
You did not.
How did I not have that game on there? Well, I'm foreshadowing then. I saw it coming. Tim, what's going on at Nebraska Furniture Mart? So you got a deal of the week?
Is we that, do. Is that yeah, what it's kind of like that, guys. You know, last year we used to do a lot
old
of those.
School. We got
it's
a deal
old
of the week,
school feel.
Everybody.
Yeah, you know, I always want to tell everybody about it. Coming in and see our cabinet selection we got. Good time to come in and redo your kitchen. Don't forget we got those going on. But we got a deal this week, guys. So we're a State Master Flooring Center. We're actually the only one in the Des Moines location. And a couple times a year they offer up a sale to us that is just second to none. And we're having that this Saturday and Sunday. If you come on into the store, we're actually 50% off manufacturer suggested retail price on all Stain Master carpet.
So that's
family.
Like half off then.
Yeah, half off. 50%. Yeah, 50% is half off. Look at him.
Math.
Is that a clearing to education there?
That's my.
Is that it?
It's my degree from the Iowa State University.
Yeah. Yeah, 50% off. Come on in, and we'll get you taken care of. It's on Active Family, Pet Protect, and True Soft Carpet.
Yeah, so if your dog pees on it.
It takes care of it, yeah. Great carpet for that. And as if 50% off wasn't enough, we're also going to do free basic installation. If you go ahead when you're in there, look at purchasing a Stainmaster carpet with a Stainmaster pad. We'll also take care of the basic installation for that, too. And we're doing 30 months deferred interest financing on top of this deal. So 50% off manufacturer, suggested retail price. If you purchase Stainmaster pad along with that, you get free basic installation. And while you're doing that, you get 30% or 30-month deferred interest financing on top of that. So,
all right,
pretty amazing.
I'm a
deal.
Big fan of the Stainmaster pad.
It's good stuff.
We just got carpet from you guys last year. It
would
have been right around December we
got
it, and we were very happy with the Stainmaster pad.
It's good stuff.
We actually, I'm not kidding, it wasn't a week after we had that carpet.
Yeah,
and the wife spilled the hot cocoa.
Yeah, how to clean up?
Oh,
it's unreal, isn't it?
It couldn't even tell.
Yeah. It's a great deal.
I mean, it was actually kind of unbelievable how bad that carpet looked and how it looked now, like right after it.
Right. Yeah, it's good stuff. It really is a special deal. We only
offer saves
up a couple
marriages.
Times. It does.
It
oh
saves
my God.
Marriages.
It was like
marriages.
It was a bad situation that night in our house.
Yeah, but
it
wasn't so bad.
That's
the next
why
day
you get the Stainmaster pad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, get the whole combination. Get the Stainmaster carpet. Get the Stainmaster cushion. It's going to take care of your floor. It's going to protect it. You know, save you from accidents like that. Plus the deferred financing,
and
plus 50% off.
Like, I got a dog that he'll eat socks and he'll start puking, and like you just
eat
never
socks.
Know.
And attack other human beings.
He humps other human
humps.
beings.
He doesn't attack them. He's showing you that he loves you.
I think it's an attack.
You know what it is, Adam? It's a shot. It's a sign of dominance.
He hasn't done it in a while.
He senses weakness in
Dirks
you,
Adam. Is dominating you. He doesn't do that to many people. He does it to others. You, Bloom, and Krogs. Those are the three people Dirks does that to.
He hasn't done to me in a while.
All Cyclone Fanatic employees in one way or another.
Wow.
So wait, we got 50%.
Yeah.
We have deferred financing, and I hear you have another special deal for Cyclone Fanatic.
Well, you know, people out there. Thanks for bringing it up. The last couple of weeks, we've been talking about coming in and seeing us about our cabinets, but the thing I want to remind everybody, too, is if you come in and just mention Cyclone Fanatic, you're going to save 5% off your cabinet purchase.
That goes a long way if you're replacing cabinets.
Absolutely. You know, it's a hefty job to go ahead and do that, and so offering up the Fanatics out there 5% off their total order, it's going to be a great deal for them, too. So coming in this Saturday and Sunday, take advantage of the Stainmaster offer we're offering everybody. And then, you know, while you're out there, come and check out the cabinet department. Mention Cyclone Fanatic, get 5% off. Just come redo the whole home. We'll take care of you with everything.
This is good stuff.
Yeah.
This is good stuff.
Not to mention putting the old inner to win for the 65-inch HDTV, part of the picks we're doing, too.
Oh, yeah.
I want that.
Yeah.
You can't. You're not eligible.
You are not eligible.
You kind of, like, set this thing up so you can't.
Yeah,
you can't be a part of it.
The perks are not what people think.
Somewhat illegal.
There's no perks in this job at all.
It would look a bit odd if you won. Let's just put it that way. How did Adam win? I don't know.
He knows somebody.
Yeah.
We're doing okay. What are the standings in our picks? Because we actually have really good games this week too. Do we have the standings, Adam?
Bloom's got a 1-game lead.
Okay.
Over Tim.
Okay.
You're 3 behind.
Oh, I need to come around. I haven't even made my picks. I'm going off the whim here. So let's start off with the trickiest game of the week. It is Texas Tech at Kansas State, that blasted vampire, Bill Snyder. He covered again last week.
He did.
Covered again last week.
I took him.
Did you get him?
That was how I'm ahead of you by 3. I'm the only one that took him last week.
Yeah, because Bloom and I both went anti-vampire. And you know
what? Oh, no, hold on. To Adam's credit, it was one of the times where I hated agreeing with him. He took K-State, too, last week.
They should have won that game last week. They could not finish in the red zone. Kept settling for field goals.
Well, they got a great defense.
Nobody said
anything about their offense.
In my opinion, the most difficult game of the week to pick because that 7.5 hook with Kansas State. Tim, I'll let you begin.
I'm biting.
Are you biting?
I'm biting on the vampire with that half. Yeah, you know, you give me more than a touchdown at home, I'll take that all day.
Yeah, what do you think?
Kansas State's got the best defense in the Big 12.
Yeah.
Texas Tech's terrible on the road. Kingsbury, I just don't trust them. And I'm not entirely sure if Mahomes is healthy. So for all that reason, I got Kansas State by 14.
Yeah, I'm with you guys. And I'm kind of like wanting to do a shtick where I go anti-vampire at this point. However,
it's getting to be his time
of year. And guys, like if you watch Texas Tech and Kansas last Thursday, that was way too close.
Yeah.
Now, I know that the scoreboard ended up – that was a game late in the third quarter.
With no defense.
Yeah.
If Kansas State would have scored a touchdown – and they would have won that game in Morgantown, would you have started buying that they're a Big 12 contender?
No.
We're still not about it.
No, they're still a 7-5.
Okay.
They're still a 7-5.
They got to finish.
I'm sorry. Like, I don't think they're as bad as I thought they would be, but they're not a Big 12 title contender. They're absolutely not. Iowa, they are a 1.5-point favorite at Minnesota. I think Iowa will win this game. This is basically a pick. I don't know, though. Tim, because I thought that Iowa would cover the last 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And they lost North Dakota State. I thought they'd cover the 14 there.
Yeah.
I had them covering against Rutgers. They barely won that game. And then they get beat by a bad Northwestern team at home. My gut, again, tells me why is Iowa favored in this game? Probably for a reason. I'll take Iowa by a field goal, but I'm not confident about it. What do you think?
Yeah, I was talking about this earlier. I bet the Minnesota fans are just steamed at this line. I think they're sitting there going.
That's why, like, I thought Minnesota would be favored.
Yeah.
So when Vegas comes out and favors Iowa, that's what makes me think something's up. So I'm going to roll with the guys in Vegas.
You know, fairness teams notoriously go and lose games they should win, and then everybody jumps off and you know wants to go after fairness, and then he goes, oh, and comes back and beats a team like this on the road.
It's very frustrating fan base.
Yeah, I don't know what to pick here. I mean, honestly, right now the last couple weeks. Just the way Iowa's played and the way Minnesota's playing right now, I don't know how you could take Iowa on the road at Minnesota. I'll take Minnesota.
Okay.
Here.
Adam, what do you think?
Yeah, both teams had tough losses last week. Now, this is Iowa's 6th game. You could make the argument this is Iowa's hardest game to date, couldn't you?
Absolutely. I think that
you
that's
could.
Absolutely true.
And now it's at Minnesota for that reason. I mean, it's not very scientific, but I'll take Minnesota. I won't feel good about it.
Yeah.
I thought Iowa was going to win by 3 touchdowns last week.
I think both of those first 2 games are brutal to pick. I don't feel good about either one of them.
Well, you, looking at the beginning of the schedule, you would have said before they played, this will be the first tough test they have.
Yeah.
But they've already failed two tests before.
I know.
They shouldn't have failed. So
they were two touchdown favorites or double-digit favorites.
I don't know how you could take them.
You know it's a bad year in the Big 12 when the Red River Shootout's getting no buzz, and rightfully so, no buzz for Oklahoma-Texas this year. A couple of two-loss teams getting together in Dallas where Oklahoma is a 10-point favorite. Texas, I kind of – Adam, I feel like don't we always have this conversation with Texas and Oklahoma? It's a very similar one, except Oklahoma's – They got nothing to play for at this point other than a Big 12 title, but they're not going to get into the playoff. I think the rails are coming off at Texas, though, so I'll take Oklahoma to cover the 10.
Yeah, last year everyone got burned in this game.
Yeah,
everybody
I can see it happening
burned.
Again.
Don't
you feel like the pressure's ratcheted up on Stoops, though?
It's on both.
Yeah.
Both guys.
But
yeah.
I trust
There's
Stoops.
Some hot seats in this game.
I trust Stoops more than I do Strong.
Here's the thing. Oklahoma's defense to me is slow, and I keep saying this every week. I come back. TCU had a very good opportunity, maybe should have won that game.
Yeah.
But still, I go back to it. I still don't think Texas is there offensively to be able to keep up with Oklahoma. I think Oklahoma figured something out offensively to where they can go in this game and score 45, 50 points. So I'll take Oklahoma to win by 13.
Just not feeling great about it, yeah. Yeah, 10's a hefty line here, but I don't see after what I saw because I took TCU last week and Oklahoma actually kind of impressed me how they came out firing and it was give and take right away, but then there was a certain point where Oklahoma went, oh yeah, we're way better than you guys and we should win this game easily.
I think Oklahoma wins out. They go 10-2 and undefeated in the Big 12.
Yeah,
and then I think it's going to be a weird year in college football. Oklahoma won't make the playoff, but they're going to be screaming, hey, we went undefeated in our league. We should be in. In reality, they shouldn't because the Big 12 is so down this year.
That's when the committee should hit mute and stop listening.
But you just watch. Right. If they go under, that's what's going to happen if they would go under. And I do think they run the table in the Big 12 this year because I don't think it's very good. So we'll see.
Kansas
you mean
State
from here on out.
Jeez, you and Kansas State.
Yeah, I take Oklahoma, too, here on the 10.
Florida State at Miami. Wrong team's favorite here, boys. Florida State's obviously had its struggles this year. However, but Miami can prove me something. Miami's in Washington mode for me. Last week I said this about Washington. I said I don't really know about this Washington team. I'm not really sure about Miami at this point, like how good they actually are. If Miami beats Florida State, then I'll jump on the bandwagon. Until then, I'm not going to. I'll pick against them. Like I'm on the Washington bandwagon now. Give me Florida State to win outright, money line.
Florida State's looked terrible
I know.
Lately, but – this is a classic Richt game, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Like just when he was at Georgia and you're like, hey, this is a national championship contender, they would lay an egg.
Absolutely.
They're at home, rivalry game, they're favored. This is a game where they're going to lay an egg.
I think so, too. And I guess maybe I'm really reading into it, though. I'm guessing the weather's not going to be great. And Dalvin Cook and the running game, I don't know. Give me Florida State.
Yeah, this game here to me is, and I really don't know a ton about this game on either side, but has Miami played many tough tests so far this year?
Appalachian State.
Tough one there. Yeah.
Going on the road, though, for a group of dudes from Miami and then going to Boone, North Carolina, that was actually a really impressive win for me.
Yeah.
Just the fact, not that they won, but they were so focused going in there, and they absolutely crushed that team, and that's not a bad team either.
I guess the storm that Florida State has weathered already, good, bad, or indifferent, wins or losses, they've been through some tough games right now. I think that prepares them better for a dogfight here against Miami. I'll take Florida State here to take Miami.
Oh, that's scary. We all agreed on one.
Yeah.
All right. Here's a game I haven't felt good about any of these. I do feel good about my team of destiny, the Tennessee Volunteers. These guys, are they getting lucky or are they creating their own luck? What's going on here? They remind me. I told Adam this on our podcast. Do you remember how last year, like, weird things would happen in Iowa would just win games?
Yeah.
Like the fumble against Wisconsin, the 56-yard field goal. Weird stuff kept happening all year, and they would just somehow come away with the win.
Yep.
I think that's Tennessee this year. I don't think they go 12-0. They obviously have a much tougher schedule than Iowa played a year ago. However, good things are happening. They've got the vibes right now. I think they may go on the road and beat Texas A&M.
Yeah.
We'll see. I'm going to take them to cover, though, Tim.
Yeah, I I totally agree with you. Everything, well, it's not that everything's gone their way. It's like it takes them half a game to remember how to play, and then they go, oh, we're pretty good at this, and then they turn it on. And I don't think they'll have the opportunity to do that against Texas A&M. I think Texas A&M is going to be on them so fast and so quick.
So you're buying in the Sumlin turnaround.
You know, I think they're, you know, no one wants to talk about them right now, how good they're doing. And I don't think that this is a team they can afford to play the game they've been playing where they can hop down early and, oh, we'll come back. I think that offense is too prolific at that point, so I'll take A&M here.
It's been fun being a Big 12 guy to watch Trevor Knight kind of revive his career.
Yeah, and I agree with that. And I, unfortunately, agree with Tim here, too. Tennessee, what they're doing is setting a bad press. I mean, at some point, the team's going to get a little cocky thinking,
I agree.
We're down 20-0, but don't worry, guys. We
got
this.
Seen the garbage ways they've been winning games, though?
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. It's not garbage
stuff like
if you're
that.
Winning.
Yeah, stuff like that doesn't happen last week but, unless God's on your side, the football God,
but
not the real God.
But a little bit of arrogance kind of starts creeping into the team's head, right? Thinking,
right.
Oh, you know what? We don't
we'll
need to get off to a fast start. We'll
you
come back.
You don't got to worry about it.
It's harder to come back when you're playing at Texas A&M.
I agree with that.
So for that reason, I will take A&M. 7 points is a lot.
That's a lot in the
it's
SEC.
A lot of points.
In an SEC night game, or is that a 2:30? Whatever.
2:30 kick.
It doesn't even matter. That's a lot of points in the SEC. We'll see. The fact that I'm so confident about this should tell you guys that you're probably right. Washington is a 8.5-point underdog on the road at Oregon. I would not bet this with either one of your guys' money, but if I had to, I would take Oregon only because of the home field advantage. Washington, you have to have a little bit of a letdown, I would think, coming off of that win against Stanford. However, they haven't won Eugene, Oregon in, like, decades, so – you'd think that Chris Peterson, one of the best coaches in the country, will have that team ultra-focused. I think they win the game, but I don't know if it's by double digits. Who wants to go? Who wants in on that action?
Well, Oregon has now lost to Nebraska.
Yeah.
And Washington State.
Yeah, they're not very good. Both of those games were on the road.
But they're Oregon, and it's at home.
Yeah.
8.5's a lot of points.
Yeah, and they still have athletes.
Score. I know Washington's defense did good, but Washington's defense did good against a Stanford team that – like the physically,
they didn't look that good at Arizona the week before.
Yeah, I think Oregon spreads it out a little bit and gives them difficulty in space. I think Washington wins this by a field goal.
Oregon's a 7-5, 6-16.
Yeah.
At the end of the year.
That's probably fair.
Yeah, I mean, I really think that's where they're going to end up.
Yeah, give me the Huskies by 3. Oregon covers.
Yeah, that's where I'm at.
Yeah, I'll sit with you guys here. Last week I was actually more impressed. I took Washington last week, and I think it was because I was more impressed by their offensive power to go up against Stanford than they did. So to me here, I think going to Eugene, I'll take Oregon getting 8.5 here.
Okay. We've agreed a lot tonight. Here's my this is the other game I feel good about. I'm all over the SEC this week. I like Arkansas at +14 at home against Alabama, and I like it a lot. Go Paul Rhodes. Gonna get me a Paul Rhodes pizza tonight here at Benchwarmers. Pig suey.
I talked about this earlier with Adam, and my original thoughts, honestly, I think this is one of those games that Bielema waits for every year, and he's that coach that's like, just give me a shot, save, and I'll keep it close and maybe have a chance.
Like to, like, fight him?
Yeah, no, you know, I think Bielema would win that.
Oh,
I could be wrong. I mean,
Bielema would.
Yeah.
He's got about 200 pounds on him.
Yeah.
Saban would probably be smart enough to bring somebody with him and not have to fight him. Like, I don't fight. I'll
that's
bring
true.
A guy
this
with
is
me.
True. That is, that's very true.
But I've kind of reversed my thought process about this. You know, Arkansas has been in some close games, but they really haven't proven they got to run offense, and Alabama's lines are going to be crazy on that. I'm going to go bold here and take 14 with Alabama and feel really good about it.
Woo. Yeah, I think this is a close game through about 3.5 quarters, and then I think Alabama runs away with the lake, wins by 17.
Okay. Tim, should we double or nothing on our credit card night at Founders?
Nope. Saving that one up, buddy.
You're not going to
give me a shot. I'm saving that one up. Well, let's put it this way. Not on that game.
The game of the week in college football, as the Iowa State Cyclones go on the road to Stillwater to take on Oklahoma State. It's a 17-point spread. It seems very similar to the game we were talking about last week with Baylor. I don't know. Give me Iowa State, I guess. I'm going to buy in on the improved offense. Oklahoma State is good on offense. They're not as explosive as Baylor is. I think Iowa State, Adam, I think you see a lot more of that ball control, and they try and milk some clock, and they lose by 14. But they're not in it. It's not a deal where they blow a 2-touchdown lead like last week. I think they're trailing by 2 touchdowns for the majority of the game.
My predictions in Iowa State, point spread-wise, are exactly the same as the record. I'm 1-4.
It's hard. It's so hard to tell with this team week to week. I mean, they are getting better.
Yeah, I mean, last week the concern was is that Baylor would be able to run all over us, which they did. But I did not see Iowa State scoring 42 points. I don't think 42 points travels to Oklahoma State, but I think Oklahoma State's run game, they're going to give Iowa State issues. So for that reason, I think Iowa State loses this game 42-21 and do not cover.
I think that's the exact pick you made last week in the Baylor game. It's pretty close. I just for the record, I did pick Iowa State to cover last week.
Cheers to you.
Thank you. Appreciate it. I feel like they've started to get an identity with their offense.
They do. You're exactly
and
right.
I do agree. Going on the road here to Oklahoma State is a scary game, but they went to TCU, and it was 23.5 spread. They covered 20. You go against Baylor, and, gosh, they should have won that game. And you go on the road this week, and it's 17 points, and that's three scores there, guys. And I think they've got enough offense to go down there. And, again, I don't know they can go down and beat Oklahoma State, but I definitely believe they'll hang within 17 points.
Just lost another offensive lineman, which sucks.
Yeah.
We have plenty of them now.
Oh,
just so much depth.
Could you imagine?
That's three starters, by the way.
Well,
three.
And then are you counting Burton?
Okay. Well, no, because Burton was never officially with the staff.
But my point is, if you go back to when last year ended,
yeah,
and draft out what you thought the line, like, I mean,
it's four starters plus
Jiminy Christmas,
plus a couple guys in the two deeps that never returned as well.
They didn't like the Jacob Dunnings of the world,
Nick Seavers, those guys.
I assume Meeker will slide in there.
Yeah.
I mean, who the hell's the backup to him?
They might put you in there.
I'd give.
Thank God for that, Brian Shada.
Shada. He's been great.
Thank God for him. What if he didn't emerge?
You put DeMond Tucker in there, let him block a little bit.
He's Lanning.
Switch.
Yeah. Landran.
Yeah.
Let Lazard do it. Lazard can do everything.
You know, wrestlers make great linemen. Staying Lanning wrestled in high school.
Lanning
they make great linemen.
And I mean this with all due respect. Lanning is one nasty dude.
Yeah.
And that's a compliment.
When it was 3rd and 7 and he broke that tackle and ran for a first down.
Yeah.
If I was there, I probably would have headbutted him with a helmet on.
I tweeted at that point that my daughter could no longer be a Tiger for Halloween. She had to be Joel Lanning.
Nice.
I tweeted that my firstborn son's name, Jake, I was taking him down Monday to change it to Joel.
Wow.
He did not appreciate this.
Don't you love Lanning?
Jake or Joel?
Jake would turn into Joel.
No, who didn't appreciate it?
Jake. No, I think Joel would appreciate it. Why would Joel not appreciate it?
Yeah.
I mean, if you could have Adam Gray's offspring named after you,
It's a blessing.
It's special.
Isn't it?
It's a gift that keeps on giving.
It's pretty
right
much
there.
A gift from God. All right. Well, good picks this week, guys. Tim, let's review the deal one more time in case somebody just hopped in their car. Perhaps they're streaming on the iHeartRadio app and they'd like to know the Nebraska Furniture Mart deal for this
week.
So
it's a special deal we run twice a year with Staymaster, being a Staymaster Flooring Center. Come on and see us Saturday or Sunday. You're going to save 50% off suggested retail price on all Staymaster carpet, active, family, pet protect, and true soft carpet.
Boom.
Plus, we got pluses here. Plus, free basic installation when you choose a Stainmaster cushion pad.
You got to get that Stainmaster pad, guys.
Good
I'm
stuff.
Telling you. The hot chocolate
plus,
stains.
More 30 month deferred interest financing on your purchase. So 50% off, free basic installation, 30 month deferred financing. We only do it a couple times a year. We're going to be doing it Saturday and Sunday this year. Come on in and see us. And come on in and mention Cyclone Fanatic and get 5% off any cabinet deals you want to come look at. If you're looking to do your kitchen, now's the time to come in and see us. We're going to take care of you and make you a great deal and make your kitchen look beautiful for
Boom.
You.
Boom. So. Head on down to Nebraska Furniture Mart and Climb. And Clive.
Climb?
Climb.
Climb.
Yeah. This is like
you can climb into savings.
This is like my fourth
hour.
Hey,
well done, Adam.
There.
Climb into savings and Clive.
Sales director for a reason. Right. Glenn Waterhouse is with me. We're gonna continue to analyze some Iowa State football. We gotta bring it down a notch. We gotta talk a little bit about rush defense. Some issues with rush defense with the Cyclones last week.
Some?
Well, couldn't tackle. That would be
an issue.
Shock Linwood averaged 10 yards a carry.
Not good.
Got to clear that up. But a lot of good things, too. We'll continue this conversation. Come on down to Benchwarmers, some playoff baseball. The college game's garbage tonight. It's Temple at Memphis.
Yep.
Ugh.
Owls versus Tigers.
What a terrible game.
Yeah.
What an awful game. The fact that the Big 12 even considered either one of those schools is laughable. What do we got in the NFL? We've got the 49ers and
the Arizona Cardinals without Carson Palmer.
The Drew Stanton-led Cardinals.
I like the 49ers money line tonight.
Yeah.
And, yeah, we'll be back with more after this here on 1460 KXNO.
Admit it. You judge a sports bar on three key criteria: TVs, food, and wings. Consider this our entry into the category for best wings. Ken from Thunderhead Sports Bar and Grill here. Our wings are flame broiled to sear in that juicy flavor, generously lathered in our signature homemade sauces. Barbecue?
Sure.
Buffalo?
Of course.
But how about garlic jalapeno, sweet bourbon, or Caribbean jerk to go along with 11 other originals you'll only find at Thunderhead Sports Bar and Grill? Thunderhead Sports Bar and Grill, Ankeny.
Hey guys, it's Chris Williams here, wanting to tell you about my friends at Nebraska Furniture Mart in Clive. Now, as you all have come to expect over the years, Nebraska Furniture Mart is known for their great prices, awesome leadership, impressive selection when it comes to, you know, appliances, electronics, flooring, window treatments, of course, countertops as well. Well, now they've taken it a step further, offering the whole home solution, and they've got a full line of custom cabinetry. Come out to their store in Clive. Meet the design sales staff to get you that new updated kitchen that you've been looking for. The staff will help you through the entire project from flooring to the cabinets. Nebraska Furniture Mart and Clive, your kitchen and bath remodel headquarters. Hey guys, Chris Williams here. When I'm out and about covering the Cyclones, I often get asked about the sweet gear that we have at Cyclone Fanatic. People want to buy it. And let me tell you where we get that gear. Wheeze Tees. Yeah. Anytime I'm looking to get any of our Cyclone Fanatic gear embroidered, a new hat, anything like that, we give them a call. They hook us up. Shirts, jackets, koozies, signs. Wheeze Tees can do it all. Cyclone Fanatic has been using Wheeze Tees for years now. There's nobody else I would trust with our brand, so why wouldn't you? Give them a call at 515-257-7191 or stop by at 306 South Ankeny Boulevard.
Visit Phillips Floors at their huge new 10,000-square-foot Ankeny showroom located at 6263 Northeast Industry Drive, just a couple of minutes west of I-35 on the Corporate Woods exit, or just a few minutes north of I-80 on the Northeast 14th Street exit. Or visit us on the web at www.phillipsfloors.com. Phillips Floors, we stand behind what you stand on.
Every growing season presents new challenges. That's why AgriGold has developed one of the most diverse genetic lineups in the industry. We categorize our hybrids into families, each with its own genetic characteristics and environmental tolerances. This gives AgriGold farmers a simple way to diversify their genetics and manage risk, ensuring they'll be rewarded come harvest no matter what the season throws at them. When it comes to higher yields, no one knows corn like we do. For more information, visit AgriGold.com. At AgriGold, we know corn.
Your home for Iowa State women's basketball is right here. This is head coach Bill Fenley on Des Moines Sports Station, 1460 KXNO.
Hey, welcome back. Just getting some parenting advice here from Glenn Waterhouse from State Farm Insurance, glennwaterhouse.com. What do you do, Glenn, when a boy looks at your daughter? What do you do?
Flex your muscles, baby.
You have more muscle than I do.
Get a big brother.
I need to get, like, on steroids or something.
Yeah. Hey, you know, that's my worry. I got three little girls. That's why I just told you got a beautiful little daughter. You better be ready.
It's scary.
It is.
Because she looks like her mom and she acts like me.
That could be a tough mix.
It's a terrible mix.
Yeah.
It's a terrible mix. Welcome to the program. It's good that I wanted to talk football with you all week because a lot of good things to take from Saturday, despite the win. I'm not into moral victories. I know you're not either, but we also have to be realistic about how far the team has come from week one.
Oh, it's amazing difference. You know, I think we were all hyped up, and then things didn't look good, and then all of a sudden we're starting to see things come together.
Yeah.
I hate to say for moral victories, but, you know, I'm feeling good about which way we're going, that's for sure.
Yeah, I am too. And the guys are playing their butts off too. I want to make one correction. I read something wrong. Patrick Scoggins is fine. So if you guys freaked out there on that last
Yeah, I was wondering.
No, that I read that wrong. Jared had a piece last night about how they're applying for a sixth year. That was from last year. So, man, that makes me feel a lot better. That correction. I overread what Jared had written about the sixth year because I thought he had cramps last week, and I'm like, man, he's out for the year with cramps?
Yeah.
Like, what in the heck? That makes me feel a lot
he's
better.
That.
Now I really like Iowa State to cover the 17 on Saturday at Oklahoma State. Here, real quickly, Glenn, let's go to the phones here. We'll talk to the doc who works on the Cyclones. He's my main man, Doc Warmy, from the McFarland Clinic up there. in Ames. It's always Doc Wormy's got a Super Bowl ring. He's a good guy to talk football with. Do you ever, Dr. Wormy from the McFarland Clinic up there in Ames, do you ever go into like a restaurant and people think that you know, you were like a running back in the day when you won that ring? I mean, you could pull it off, Doc.
I didn't play a single down, man.
I know that, but I'm saying, like, have you ever tried to like trick somebody into that when you're flashing that bling bling?
I know I would not do that. Funny story. One of the defensive ends on that team, when they were designing the ring, he came in there and he's like, "I just want a 10-table ring." And everybody's kind of like, "What the heck is he talking about?" And anyway, he wanted a ring that when he wore it and went to a fancy restaurant in New York, people from 10 tables away would know exactly what that ring was.
That's great.
He wanted a 10-table ring.
That's fantastic.
Well, I'm talking about Scoggins. I was worried that Williams knew something about the team that I didn't.
Jeez.
Their hell.
Well, I'm glad to hear that too, Coach, because, like, say I read that, and I, you know, here's what happened. I'm reading Jared's piece, and I'm a little bit just upset with all the injuries, because I feel bad for that group, because there's just not a lot of numbers there, and they were dropping like flies there for a while. And when I read it, I just threw my arms up and I didn't even finish it. I'm like, here we go again. That was my reaction. But those, I mean, you work with those kids though a lot. Glenn here and I were just discussing it. I mean, I'm just so impressed with not only the group of young men, but just the job that Tom Manning and Matt Campbell have done with that group in particular. They looked like a totally different team on Saturday. They didn't come away with the win, but man, I thought that Iowa State fans would walk away with a lot of optimism from that.
Yeah, no kidding. I mean, being on the sidelines and seeing them play, especially those first three quarters, I think that the sense on the sidelines was that we get the ball, we score a touchdown, you know, which is pretty cool. I know the kids in practice this week did not have, you know, much of a hangover from a loss like that. You know, they want to go down there and they want to win in Okie State. So I think things are heading the right direction. I agree with you guys.
Yeah, no, and you can tell, too, with Coach Campbell. I really, the guy just, every time he opens his mouth, he impresses me more. And I thought the same thing after that loss. There's a couple ways you could take a loss like that, and I thought he was a champ. Coach, or Doc, are you heading down to Stillwater this weekend, or you got another assignment?
No, I'm going down. We're leaving tomorrow about 1 o'clock or so.
Well, so we will hopefully you have a very boring weekend and there's no injuries for the Cyclones.
That is always the goal.
All right,
thanks,
Doc. Thank you,
guys.
Yep, thanks. It's always great to talk to you. Dr. Wormy from the McFarland Clinic up there in Ames. This is the guys who work on the Cyclones. They're great supporters of Cyclone Fanatic, as well as it's Glenn Waterhouse here from State Farm Insurance. He's a former Cyclone, so we like to talk football with him. Okay, let me ask you this about the rush defense, because it's been a sticky point all week. I have mixed emotions, because I don't think Iowa State's linebackers are very good. I didn't think they'd be very good coming into the season. I knew that the defensive line would have depth issues going into the season. I think the starters are okay. I think you can win with those guys. And I also think that Baylor is going to make a lot of defenses look silly throughout the season. Like, I mean, on a scale of 1 to 10, counting all of that, like, I mean, is this like panic central for Iowa State? Because it was a lot of missed tackles.
Yeah, you know, hey, I think what we did a great job on, and I agree, our linebackers are not very good. They're missing a lot of tackles.
Their angles aren't great.
We focused. I felt like, you know, we had one guy in the box at linebacker. We took care of stopping the pass. And I think that sets up for what we've got going into this weekend. I mean, Oklahoma State scoring, I think they're 22nd nationally in offense. They've got 1,700 passing yards, so they're a predominant passing team.
Mm-hmm.
And we've done well against the pass the last two weekends. So it's going to come down. Oklahoma State's not a very good running team because they like to pass. I mean, they might have some good guys. So
you think that they'll – I mean, a good offensive coordinator will watch what Iowa State did last week. And
right,
even,
but if you're not great at it, you know, so it's going to come down. Yeah, our linebackers are going to have to make some plays. But you know what I saw is those running backs just had huge holes. So I think really I've been down on our linebackers, but I think our defensive line has got to be more of a factor on the run this week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the other thing I noticed too, this stood out to me more when I watched the tape, is it seemed like the Iowa State defensive backs were like, it was like a pinball machine, man. I mean, as far as the missed tackles go. And it really stood out to me when Cotton Moya was out of the game. Because he's kind of the guy Iowa State has where, a running back's going to get some extra yardage, right? Well,
right.
It's usually one or two because Cotton Moya at that point is there and he pops him.
Man,
and
he's a hitter.
When he's out of the game, like, it's a totally different defense. They don't have that guy.
Right. Yeah, when I saw him hurt, I thought, oh, boy.
Who's more valuable, Cotton Moya or Demond Tucker?
Cotton Moya.
I think so, too. And had we gone into the season, I would have said that Demond Tucker is the most valuable player on Iowa State's team. I think I might lean Cotton Moya these days. On defense, obviously.
Yeah, I agree, Chris. He's made some big plays. I just, a couple games ago when he smoked that guy at the goal line. That's an old school hit. You know, that's real football.
He's nasty.
Yeah, he's nasty.
He's had a couple of those. Remember when he got ejected for the one?
Yeah.
Against North Dakota State in the first game of his career.
Right. But I've been high on Iowa State. I said, hey, we're going to blow out, San Jose State. It's not going to be a game. We did that. We made a heck of a game. We ran out of gas here at the end. I think Iowa State has a really good opportunity to get that one win that we're talking about. I think Iowa State's going to upset somebody. This might be the game.
I hope you're right.
We got a lot going.
I hope you're right. The only drawback I have to going there, I agree with you that they're going to upset somebody.
They got beat by Central Michigan.
They didn't really get beat by Central Michigan. They got screwed.
In the day, it's an L.
You're right. And you think like a coach. I think like a commentator.
Yeah.
So that's you have a much more clear mind than I do because of that. I think that they may be better than
because we're going to get a win this year.
However, I mean, now granted, a major difference home and away. Iowa State played Baylor, I think, tougher for 60 minutes
than outplayed them versus what
than
Oklahoma State did. Yeah.
Granted, one was in Waco and one whatever. That's a fact, though, when you put the two teams up there. I hope you're right, Glenn.
I hope I'm right, because when me and Kevin Lazard, Al's dad, we're driving down, I hope it's a good ride home, not some blowout.
You boys road tripping? You like renting a van and heading down,
we're
or how's this going to work,
man? It's gonna be a long trip, but
nice.
I'm excited.
Just you guys going? Or you got a big group of guys?
I got Uncle Donnie from Eastern Iowa.
We
got some Cyclone fans out there in Eastern Iowa coming down with us.
Well, good. I hope there's a nice traveling crowd.
Yeah, I hope so. You know what? At the end of the day, I just hope that we see that momentum. We're getting better.
Well, we've seen it every week. Yeah. I mean, maybe week one to week two, it wasn't really obvious. But your competition, I feel like I'm saying the same thing every week. It's like they're not there. Even after TCU, they got beat by damn near three touchdowns.
Right.
But I still felt a lot better about the team.
I just feel like we're going still right in the right direction.
Well, you can tell. I don't think that anybody can say that the coaches aren't coaching. Like, you're seeing obvious improvement.
Yeah, well, offensively, you start getting some yards and points. I mean, I always told our kids when I coached them, hey, let's get that attitude of let's score at will and often. And, in the Big 12, you got to put up 42 points or greater to win games. And I think the mentality from Campbell is he's been in a lot of shootouts. He likes to score. The guy's a winner. He's not going to give up. He knows how to keep going. And that's what I'm hoping for with him.
Is it still life insurance month at State Farm?
Life insurance month is over.
What are we on now? What's going on now?
We just want to help everybody.
Now we're just like on the general, like, be insured.
Yeah. Hey, I'm just going to tell you, Chris, we're just different. We do things differently. That's why State Farm is ranked number one in the country.
You guys do, and that's what I like working with you, man. It's just we just sit down and we talk.
We're not just
going to
have you call in and say we're not order takers. We're advisors, and that's why we'd like to help out.
Yeah, well, I'd encourage. We have a lot of young people too, and it's get that health and do that life insurance early because it's a lot cheaper. You don't want to wait until you're old like me.
You're getting up there, bud.
Man, it's crazy though, because I'm kind of nuts, and like the difference in life insurance when you're 25 compared to you're 32.
Yeah,
and you've got like a medical record, and they. investigate everything.
They sure do.
Glenn, thanks for your time, man.
All right,
enjoy the
Cyclos
trip. Tell all the boys hello
for
me.
We're cheering for you.
All right, he's Glenn Waterhouse from State Farm Insurance. Thanks to everybody, Nebraska Furniture, Mark Clive, Dr. Warmy, Coach Bill Finley, of course, for joining us to start off the program. Krogs and Stanzi, they've got some great stuff from Media Day. The ladies were taking center stage today. Check that out on the site. Fox is next.